The history of telephone entertainment continues with part 5 as Joe from the Link talks about the wrong number.
The wrong number started out in Orange County, I guess about almost 4 years ago. And Rich has always come up with really excellent material. And I respect him a lot for the, the quality of the material that he puts out. And he's been, he puts out his material in spurts. He'll do a little bit, and then he'll wait for a while, and then he'll do a lot, and then he'll wait for a while, and you won't see anything for almost a year, and then bang, there's a bunch of more.
1977 was the year, and the electric return was back again.
I had, ran a comment line in conference. Now I had 5 lines output, they were in rotary, and 1 line input, and 1 personal number. Well, I think that was about the best line I ever ran, because I put a new 20-minute tape on every single day for a period of about 4 months, I'd say. Comet machine went 24 hours a day, and I usually recorded about 2 hours worth, I'd say. And it took, so that means it took at least an hour and a half probably to make the 20-minute comet tape. And spending, I'd say 2 hours after everything's done. You know, you have to listen to the tape when it's done to make sure it's spot checked, to make sure it's quality's high enough to put on. You know, you're checking your call rate occasionally and miscellaneous other things. So let's say a conservative figure of how much time it takes to be 2 hours a day. Well, that's 2/24 is 1/12. Just be spending 1/12 of your time running the line. It is a lot, and it can become tiring, but I did it for, 3 or 4 months, and I think it was about the best line I ran. I would run dumb quizzes, something which Al Diamond invented, where you call in and you're asked a question on a tape. Each of the 5 people heard the question simultaneously, but then I would go on each line and ask them to answer it. If they got the answer right, they could stay on for future questions. There might be 6 questions. If they got the answer wrong, they were dumped. Now, the penalty there is you might not be able to get back in. And each correct question, participant was given a letter of a word. So if they answered all 6 questions correctly, they had the whole word. And if they said that word in place of answering a question, they won. Now, if they couldn't figure out all 6 questions, they might have 1 or 2 letters missing, and then it's sort of like guessing what the word is, and they could win that way also. Now, again, this was borrowed from Al Diamond. Most of my, everything I've done basically has been borrowed from him. The comment line, the conference, the dump quiz, except that I have been the person who has done it first on a regular basis. I ran the first comment line, the first 24-hour day conference, and the first regular dump quiz for about a month, but that became very tiring. And that's the thing, you know. I have to give some of the people who run lines a lot more credit than I deserve, because they have a lot more consistency, and perhaps they aren't as fickle as I am, if that's a correct word for describing someone's phone taste. But you know, the novelty of it is that it sure is fun to have all these people calling in, but then pretty soon that wears off, and it's just the plain hard work of it. And maybe when I get down to that, that's when it became rather distasteful to me. So some of these people have a lot larger tolerance than I do. So I ran the line, and I believe I had a big party to wind things up, and this party was successful.
Why was it successful?
Well, let's not say it was successful. Let's say there were no overtones of violence. The 77th party went smoothly. Everybody had a good time, and there was no, quote, trouble. And I gave away a few records to people who won contests. I had a contest a couple nights before the party where everyone was supposed to phone at 8 o'clock, and I took, like, the 10th or the 20th or the 30th caller and gave away 3 records. And so everyone had a good time.
We have now reached the end of phase 2 of telephone entertainment. The year is 1977. And this was a crucial year in telephone entertainment. It was a split year. There were many lines that went down, and there were many new lines that had come up. For the older phone freaks, it was a sad time because these lines that they had grown up with were now down. Yet there were many new phone freaks entering the world of telephone entertainment. The following is dedicated to those who are sad when their favorite line went down.
It is time for you to stop loving.
Now I really can get into the tapes. I really enjoy the tapes and, you know, the spirit, the
Blue Blind has is no one else can come close, you know. He does what he does best.
That's a credit in itself. Blue Blind, when I first heard it, I thought it was stupid and dumb. And now, there's not one Blue Blind tape where I won't find something that isn't funny. I think it's hilarious. I even show it to many of my friends. I really don't show many comment lines. I show my friends. I think Steve himself is very creative. The way he handles his comments, even the ones that would normally be boring, he makes exciting. And I think Blue Blind is probably, even though maybe not one of the most well-produced lines, is one of the most very, with one of the excellent creative lines I've heard in years.
It's used mainly for an escape of insanity.
Guess what? You just dialed 9815. That's Blue Blind's output line. That must mean that you want to hear an intelligent and well-thought-out tape. Well, guess what? Steve's sleeping and didn't want to make a tape. So to hear all of those names and cities, call back later. Do it now. Hang up your phone.
On the next tape, you will hear about Blue Blind from Steve Blue Blind, and the history of telephone entertainment continues. This is 765-6000.